Manuscript Releases, Volume 4, Mr. Number 258. Men of Consecrated Ability Needed. The decisions which have been made in various lines have shown that some of the men chosen were not men of consecrated ability, men who were of value because of their experience in living connection with God. They become self-confident, wise in their own conceit. No language can be formed to describe the result of placing unfaithful, unconverted men in holy places. Sanctification through the Holy Spirit binds up man's will and purpose with the will and purpose of God. He, a certain conference president, is a man lost in the woods, blinded by a dangerous confidence in himself. One stood by my side and said, "These men are becoming too wise to follow a plane, thus saith the Lord. They are departing from God. Awake, awake from your stupor. You have been under the control of other human minds. No longer allow yourselves to treat with indifference subjects that need to be presented to the people with clearness. Your president does not realize where he stands in the sight of God. Influences have been brought in that have turned his mind away from the preparation that is essential for these last days. And he has turned away from Christ. The spirit of commercialism has absorbed his mind. The light of the world has been eclipsed. There is a profession to know God, but there is often a denial of him in word and action. Ministers, presidents of conferences, no matter who you are or what you are under the eye of Jehovah, and it becomes you to find out whether your ways please the Lord. Are you getting ready, preparing for the last change? The church is now as a vast hospital, filled with the spiritually sick, who need to be placed under the influence of the refining furnace, until all dross is consumed. Some, who have been hearing the truth, speak in commendation as if it were a horse or cow they were inspecting with a view to purchasing if the terms suited them. In a special sense, presidents of conferences have a decided work to do. Those who stand as sentinels need to be aroused, for they are watchmen, entrusted with the work of sounding the last note of warning to a perishing world. They are to lay hold of the work in earnest, as men entrusted with the giving of the last message of mercy. It is no time now to stand before the people with a tame, spiritless message. I now call upon presidents of conferences and men in responsible positions to set in operation every possible means by which the members of the churches may learn how to work for the perishing. Let those who have had experience teach those who are inexperienced. Let them pray together and search the Word of God together. Have we lost all sense of our position as the Lord's chosen people, who are to represent Christ and to proclaim to the world the last message of mercy? Ye are a chosen generation. It is the duty of every Christian to be sanctified. The church must take up her individual responsibility. It cannot be vested in any minister. They may help you, but they can never do your work. The church of God is the great depository of truth. They must have skill, efficiency, and ability as home missionaries.